At the Golden Globe Awards this year, Meryl Streep received an award for her outstanding contributions to the world of entertainment. Here's part of her acceptance speech.
When the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back, it kind of broke my heart.
Some people welcomed her statement, saying, yes, of course. Nobody, let alone people in positions of great authority, should mock people with a disability. But others have reacted in a different way, saying Hollywood has to take a look at its own acceptance of people with different abilities.
What Meryl Streep said on the stage, I think, is phenomenal. I think it needs to be said more often.
Actor Danny Woodburn is a disability rights activist and serves on SAG-AFTRA's Performers with Disabilities Committee. You might know him from his performance as Mickey on Seinfeld.
Anybody with disability can tell you, from being on the playground, we know what it is to be bullied. We know what it looks like. We know what it sounds like. We know what it feels like.
Woodburn co-authored a report that said 95% of characters with disabilities are played by able-bodied actors on television. Respectability, an advocacy organization, says that has to change. This is Lauren Applebaum, a spokesperson for Respectability.
At one point, you know, white actors would play black characters, and that is not acceptable in America anymore. If the character is black, the actor should be black. The same should be for individuals with disabilities. If the character has a disability, the actor should be someone with a disability.
Respectability says that the more we see people with disabilities on screens and stages, the more inclusive our culture will be. And that, they say, could in turn improve things like access to healthcare, employment, and education.
I don't believe that directors and casting agents and everyone are intentionally discriminating. Part of it is really just not thinking about the importance of full inclusion.
One report found that fewer than 2% of scripted television characters have disabilities. That's a big jump from what's actually going on. An estimated 20% of the population lives with a disability. Amy Levesque serves on New York State's Developmental Disabilities Planning Council.
What we're seeing on the screen isn't representative of the world that we're in. And it's like there's a disconnect somehow that Hollywood never caught up to the world that we're living in.
Levesque's daughter, Jessica, who has autism, has long dreamed of being an actress. For a while, Levesque and her daughter would drive over an hour for acting classes. But then, about a year ago, Levesque established the Inclusive Theater of Western New York.
And in knowing the folks that come to the classes that we teach, they are more than capable. What's lacking is the opportunities to showcase what they're capable of doing.
As for the world of Hollywood, advocates at Respectability hope established actors will push for inclusion. Danny Woodburn says he's seen a little progress this year.
We recently came together and did a studio-wide roundtable discussing performers with disability in our industry, where we're headed, where we've been, what needs to be done to change.
That change, he says, still has a long way to go. Karen Jakurji, WXXI News.